Subdivision 2024-12, Symphony Glen.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for Subdivision 2024-12 for Symphony Glen with conditions and limitations based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision of 219 single-family lots upon 109.65 acres. This results in a density within the maximum density permitted within the AR1 zoning district. All the lots will have a minimum size of 7,500 square feet. Two, this application complies with the subdivision and zoning codes. Therefore, it is appropriate to approve the subdivision with conditions. Three, the subdivision is located within the low density area according to the future land use map that is contained in Sussex County's comprehensive plan. The subdivision is permissible in the low density area according to the plan, which states that homes should be permitted with densities of up to 2 units per acre. This subdivision complies with the directives of the comprehensive plan. Four, the project will be served by central water and central wastewater. Five, DelDOT has determined that the proposed subdivision would be considered to have a major impact on local area roadways. A traffic impact study was required and one was prepared. A traffic impact study review letter was issued by DelDOT on May 27, 2025. The TIS considered 10 different nearby intersections and 11 different committed developments. In addition to existing traffic, existing and proposed traffic data was evaluated with and without the project being built. In light of all of this information, DelDOT will require substantial off-site roadway and intersection improvements to be constructed or funded by the developer. As the site plan for this subdivision is finalized, DelDOT will also be required to approve all entrance and roadway designs and construction to ensure that safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and onto the road network occurs. Although there were opinions expressed about area traffic and roadways during the hearing, DelDOT did not object to the development or its impact upon area roadways or traffic. Six, this subdivision has a design that is superior to that of a standard subdivision for many reasons, including the following. A, the lots and amenities are clustered on the most environmentally suitable portions of the property. The applicant explained that an inspection of the property occurred and the most appropriate areas for preservation were identified. Then the roads and lots were laid out. Almost every lot backs up to open space. B, the site is mostly used for agricultural purposes at this time. However, the design includes substantial preservation of the existing trees by preserving approximately 4.7 acres of woodlands. These would likely be clear-cut if this development were designed as a standard subdivision instead of this cluster design. C, the design includes approximately 52.9 acres that will be open space. This represents approximately 48.2% of the site, which significantly exceeds the code's 30% open space requirement. This also substantially exceeds the amount of open space that would exist within a standard subdivision of 3/4 acre lots. D, there will be a buffer that is at least 30 feet in width around the subdivision. This buffer expands to at least 50 feet in width along adjacent properties that are in agricultural use. Seven, section 99-9C of the subdivision code requires the commission to review 17 different items related to the site plan. The applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Eight, there are resources on the site that is, as that term is defined in the zoning code. The applicant has submitted a drainage assessment report and a resource buffer management plan for those resources and the resource buffers. The resource buffers will meet or exceed what is required by section 115-93 of the zoning code. As a result of all these reasons and based upon the record that was presented, this application complies with the standards of the Sussex County Subdivision and Zoning Code, and the development will not have an adverse impact on area properties, roadways, or public and community facilities. 10, the subdivision will be interconnected with the existing Four Winds Farm subdivision, as well as subdivision number 2023-12, known as Windscape Farms. As stated by the applicant, this subdivision will share its amenities with Windscape Farms. 11, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 291 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 52.9 acres, or roughly 48.2% of the site, will remain as open space. Within this open space, there will be approximately 4.76 acres of preserved woodlands. The acres of woodlands to be preserved shall be shown on the final site plan as non-disturbance areas Silt fencing shall be installed along the perimeter of these wooded areas to avoid disturbance during site work and construction. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, conservation areas, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of the subdivision in accordance with sections 99-5 and 115-25 of the Sussex County Code. This buffer shall utilize existing forests or similar vegetation that exists within it. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. Signage identifying this buffer as a non-disturbance area shall be installed along the buffer at 300-foot intervals. This buffer area shall expand to a width of 50 feet in areas along other land used for agricultural purposes as shown on the preliminary site plan. F, a resource buffer at least 30 feet in width and in compliance with section 115-193 of the county code shall be preserved and maintained. Where trees and similar vegetation exist within these resource buffers, cutting, stump removal, and other activities that disturb the existing grade shall be prohibited. A resource buffer management plan shall be included as part of the development's recorded restrictive covenants. G, the development shall comply with all entrance and roadway improvements requirements and or contributions required by the TIS of TIS review letter, as well as any future requirements imposed by DLDOT. H, the street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. There shall also be sidewalks installed on at least one side of all streets, along with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A street lighting system that provides lighting in a downward direction with minimal uplighting shall be provided. I, as stated by the applicant, this subdivision shall share its recreational amenities with subdivision 2023-12 next door. These amenities shall include a 1,500 square foot clubhouse, a pool, and a tot lot. These shared amenities shall be referenced on the development's final site plan and recorded covenants, as well as those for subdivision number 2023-12. This shall also be noted on signage installed with the amenities. They shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 160th total residential building permit between the two subdivisions. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. M, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. And the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of local school bus stops within the subdivision. The location of the bus stops shall be shown on the final site plan. Oh, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby, and they shall include agricultural use protection notice. These documents shall include a similar notice that hunting activities may also occur on nearby properties. P, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffers and open space areas. The landscape plan shall clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. Q, as stated by the applicant, as confirmed by the Sussex County Habitat for Humanity Incorporated, 9 of the lots shall be built as affordable owner-occupied homes as part of Sussex County Habitat for Humanity's homeownership program. These 9 Habitat for Humanity lots shall be designated on the final site plan, and they shall be included in the initial phases of the development's build-out. R, prior to the issuance of a building permit for each lot, the developer shall make a contribution in the amount of $500 to the Milton Fire Company. This contribution requirement shall be set forth on the final site plan. S, this subdivision shall have roadway interconnection with subdivision number 2023-12 and the Four Winds subdivision 2021-25. These points of interconnection shall be marked with signage at all times during construction and during the initial sales of the lots within the subdivision. The interconnectivity shall remain open at all times to vehicular traffic. The final site plan shall include the street design of this interconnectivity, including the elements of the street design and paving all the way to the subdivision's boundaries in connection with the adjacent subdivision. In addition, the final site plan shall provide pedestrian interconnectivity in the form of a paved pathway or sidewalk between the subdivision and subdivision number 2023-12, providing direct access to the amenities within the subdivision. This pathway or sidewalk shall be shown on the final site plan for this subdivision. T, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. U, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. V, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Just one clarification on condition A, that the number of lots is 219.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah. Second.
Yep. Okay. Before I call for the question, Mr. White asked again, this was heard at the same meeting, and I have reviewed the file, listened to the live stream, and I am qualified to vote. So, all right, it's been moved to approve subdivision 2024-12, Symphony Glen, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion as modified by council.
They almost got a bonus, huh? Ms. Wingate.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Mears.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.